I have to ask you about teachers' unions, because I feel like a lot of your point is what we're doing is demoralizing teachers, and teachers' unions have been in the news a lot recently, and in the Tennessee state legislature right now, they're attacking teachers' unions right after having watched this documentary, Waiting for Superman. Mm-hmm. And that documentary makes the case very, very hard that teacher tenure is a part of the problem with education here in America. Here in Memphis, we have about 7,000 teachers, and we've only had 5 tenure hearings in the past 5 years. And I'm wondering if you see that argument at all, or you see it as like specious.
Well, Waiting for Superman is a document produced by very wealthy people who want to privatize American public education, who want to get rid of unions, and who believe in vouchers and privatization. It's really a very slanted piece. I reviewed it in the New York Review of Books. It's just the facts in it are incorrect. The statement that 70% of eighth graders are below grade level is total nonsense. It's only 25% who are reading below basic on national tests. And it's just not an honest documentary. And it's a shame that it's influencing public policy, but it's not surprising because it's propaganda. Teachers' unions exist to make sure that teachers have rights, that they can't be fired because of their race, their religion. If they get tenure, they do not get life employment. That's a complete untruth. What they get is the right to a hearing. If too many teachers are getting tenure and they're incompetent, it's the administrator's fault. Teachers don't give themselves tenure. The problem we have in this country is not that there are too many incompetent teachers. The problem is we have enormous teacher turnover. 50% of the people who enter teaching are gone within 5 years. That's not true of law, it's not true of medicine, it's not true of any other profession. But Waiting for Superman didn't present that important fact. 50% are gone within 5 years. Let's go back to Finland, because Waiting for Superman uses Finland as the example of a great school system. Finland has virtually no teacher attrition. It's also 100% union. Now, how did they get all those good teachers, and how did they get rid of bad teachers? Well, they didn't have bad teachers. They recruited good teachers. They supported them, and they made them even better every year.
So, you know, improving education in the United States, is it fair to say that you also think the focus should be on teachers, but just in a different way than, you know, Teacher Effectiveness Initiative and Race to the Top and No Child Left Behind focuses?
I don't think that education is going to be improved simply by numbers. Education is going to be improved by a respect for the profession, having better people as principals who will do the evaluation, and then making sure that children, who are, after all, the object of all of this, don't come to school hungry and homeless. The root cause of low performance is not bad teachers, contrary to the corporate myth. The root cause of low academic performance is poverty. And that's not an excuse. It's simply a fact. Being hungry, homeless, sick, moving frequently, and having all kinds of issues in your home life affects attitude, motivation, and attendance, and all of those things affect performance. So if we're serious about improving education, then we can't just keep beating up on teachers. The way you lead a team is by making people feel that they're working towards a goal, that this is a valuable goal, and that they are competent, that they can do the job, help them do the job, not demonizing, vilifying, and humiliating and punishing. And for some reason, these corporate reformers have unleashed this very mean-spirited approach into education. And all of this is taking place within a context where state legislatures are sometimes necessarily cutting education budgets, sometimes gleefully cutting the budgets. And we're going through a terrible patch in education. And at the very least, we should have respect for the people who do the work every day in the classroom.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you.